We're waiting for an important report due out tomorrow. We'll tell you about it today. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 14th day of August. Thanks for being with us. In other news, President Biden weighs into the automaker negotiations with the UAW. Retailers and consumers alike are considering a new metric when it comes to clothing, like cost per wear. Because of inflation, how much more are you spending each month? We'll tell you about that. Meanwhile, what about the future? What do Americans think about the cost of goods going forward? We have a report and we'll share. We've got the Wall Street Report, and about that billionaire cage fight, we have an update. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, we say that every day, that you are along for the ride. Want to reach us on X or Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over at Threads, it's Insight on Business. Coming up on Tuesday, an important government report about consumers and retail spending. Economists say it's one of the week's most important reports, and they expect it to show growth accelerated to 0.4% in July from 0.2% back in June. The Associated Press is reporting that several big retailers are also on the schedule this week to show how much profit they made from April through June. Home Depot, Target, TJX, and Walmart will all be reporting this week as earnings reporting season for the spring hits its tail end. Inflation has been moderating since hitting a peak last summer, but it remains high and is denting Americans of all incomes. Conditions may be getting only tougher in upcoming months as rising interest rates make credit card and other payments more expensive. Student loan payments will also weigh on consumers, and many have been spending down savings that had been built up during the pandemic. We know you're feeling it as well. But whatever the report, it will also impact Wall Street. Speaking of Wall Street ended the day in the green, and only in the final half hour of the trade. Those numbers will be coming at you in just a bit. President Biden has weighed in on the talks between the big three automakers and the UAW, saying that auto workers deserve good-paying jobs that will support a family. One of the concerns is that Ford, GM, and Stellantis are all working feverishly to bring electric vehicles to market. And electric vehicle production takes fewer workers. Biden also encouraged both sides to take every possible step to avoid painful plant closings as the sector transitions to EVs. Biden said, quote, "The UAW helped create the American middle class, and as we move forward in this transition to new technologies, the UAW deserves a contract that sustains the middle class," end quote. The AP is reporting that Sean Fain, president of the UAW, has asked for an end to different wage tiers among workers. He's also seeking double-digit pay raises and restoration of cost-of-living pay, defined benefit pensions for all workers, and restoring retiree health coverage. The union has proposed a 32-hour work week instead of the conventional 40-hour work week. Meanwhile, automakers have said they face development costs as the industry shifts to EVs, and they're spending billions of dollars constructing battery plants. The workers' contracts expire at 11:59 p.m. on September 14. So what does it cost you to wear your clothing? That sounds like a silly question. However, many consumers and retailers are taking it seriously. Think about quality and cost. Now, sure, you can purchase an inexpensive pair of shoes, but if they wear out in 6 months and you have to buy another pair, are you ahead or behind? Conversely, let's say you buy a more expensive pair of shoes that lasts for years instead of months. Same goes for fashion fads. If you are one of the many shoppers who purchased jeans with bling on the back pockets 8 years ago, but they are now totally out of style, was it a good buy or should you have stuck with a more traditional pair of jeans? Well, now retailers are jumping into this mess. The Associated Press is reporting that Gap's Old Navy is offering shoppers a full refund for uniforms purchased during the upcoming back-to-school season if the clothes don't hold up for a year. Retailers like Kohl's and online shirt retailer UNTUCKit have recently revamped their marketing campaigns, particularly for the fall, to focus on durability and versatility. American Eagle is touting the longevity of your most loved jeans made from recycled cotton and polyester in email campaigns to their customers. All of this means that a $200 classic sweater may end up being a better deal if you plan to wear it every week in comparison to a hot pink dress picked up for $40 that might be only worn once a month. Cost per wear. Something to consider? As long as we're talking about spending money, how has inflation impacted the typical American family? Moody's Analytics just issued a report that indicates Americans are spending $709 more dollars each month than they did just 2 years ago. Mark Zandi of Moody's remarked that due to inflation, Americans spent roughly $202 more in July than they did a year ago. And if we look at the past 2 years, all of that adds up to $709 more each month. But, and yes, there is a but, he also said that relief is on the way as inflation is being driven down and the balance sheet at your household will soon improve. We can all hope. All right, so following up on that, how is it going out there when it comes to how Americans are feeling about the overall economy? And here is a bit of a surprise. Fox Business is reporting that we are feeling more optimistic about the odds that high inflation will continue to cool over the next few years. All of that according to a key Federal Reserve Bank of New York survey that was published on Monday. In fact, consumers anticipate that inflation will keep declining in the coming years, according to that survey, and estimating that inflation will hover around 2.9% 3 years from now and remain steady at that number 5 years from now. But still, that remains well above the Fed's 2% target, indicating that sticky inflation could be here to stay. By comparison, central bank policymakers projected in their latest economic forecasts that inflation will fall to 2% by 2025. Americans expect the cost of most items and services, including homes, college tuition, medical care, rent, gasoline, and food, to fall over the next year. The survey, which, by the way, is based on a rotating panel of 1,300 households, plays a critical role in determining how Fed policymakers will respond to the inflation crisis. It was a nail-biter as we watched the major indexes all afternoon. The Dow, which was up and down all day long and didn't jump back into the green until about 30 minutes were left in the session. At the end, the blue chips gained 26 points, not much, but ended the trade at 35,307. The NASDAQ had an easier go, but opened down only to gain 143 points at the close to end the session at 13,788. The S&P 500 also opened below the flat line, but in the end gained 25 points to finish the day at 44.89. All eyes will be on the retail report due out tomorrow, along with the upcoming sales and profit reports by some major retailers due later this week. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the much-talked-about cage fight between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. And the word is, it's off. The New York Times is reporting that the much-ballyhooed cage fight between the Tesla CEO and Meta CEO seems to have concluded with a whimper. In a post on his newest social media platform, Threads, Zuckerberg declared on Sunday that it was time to move on after being unable to nail down a time and date for a fight with Musk. In a theatrical escalation of a years-long feud, the two billionaires recently spent weeks taunting each other back and forth on social media, declaring they were ready to face off in a cage. Like we really ever thought any of this would happen. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening right now is and was done by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great time at the Iowa State Fair, by the way. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.